Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Westerville campus. And today we're going to be taking a look at a passage from 2 Samuel and also a passage from the Gospel of Luke. In 1 and 2 Samuel, we read how God chose a young man named David to be the king of Israel. And many of us, we know David as the boy who killed Goliath and as the greatest king of Israel. But it's easy for us to forget that David came from very humble beginnings. Early on, he was simply a shepherd boy. And his own dad didn't even think that he was worthy to be king of Israel. In fact, when Samuel showed up at their home to find the next king, Jesse, David's father, didn't even invite him to attend the ceremony. But God chose David to be the king and to lead the nation of Israel. And we see throughout 1 and 2 Samuel that David certainly was not a perfect man. He made many mistakes during his life, but we are told that David was a man after God's own heart. David loved the Lord and he faithfully served him. And God promised David that through his offspring would eventually come the Messiah, the Savior, the rescuer that the people of God had been waiting for, and that he would establish an eternal kingdom through this Messiah. And in 2 Samuel chapter 17, it says this, "When your days are over and you rest with your ancestors," this is God speaking to David, "I will raise up your offspring to succeed you and your own flesh and blood, and I will establish his kingdom. He is the one who will build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever." Here in 2 Samuel, God is making this promise to David that I'm going to raise up your offspring who is going to establish an eternal kingdom. And what we see here is that so much of the Old Testament is ultimately pointing us to Jesus, to the Christmas story, to the fact that God would step into our world as Jesus, being fully God and fully man, and that he would die, that he would rise again, that he would establish an eternal kingdom. And we actually find the fulfillment of this promise in Luke chapter 1, the traditional Christmas narrative. Here it says this, "But the angel said to Mary, 'Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end.'" Here we find the fulfillment of this promise that through Jesus, he would establish this eternal kingdom, that he has come from the line of David. And so Christmas reminds us that God uses the people that the world often overlooks to accomplish his plans and his purposes. God chose this young shepherd boy, David, through his line to bring the Messiah. And God chose this teenage girl, Mary, to bring about the Messiah. And so why David and why Mary? It was because of their heart. See, both David and Mary, they found favor with God because of their character. And God tells us that he doesn't judge us by our external appearances, by the outward things that the world looks at, but by the condition of our heart. In fact, in 1 Corinthians, Paul tells us to remember who we were before we were called and chosen by God, that not many of us were wise by human standards, that not many of us were influential or of noble birth, but God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. He chose the things that are weak to shame the strong. And why is that? So that no one may boast before him. It is only because of God's grace and God's mercy that we are called and that we are chosen and that we are saved. And therefore, we are to boast in the Lord. And so I just want to encourage you today. Maybe just like David or Mary, you feel overlooked. You feel like God couldn't use you. Let me remind you that God does not judge us by the standards of this world. God doesn't judge us by our appearance or our success or our performance. God simply judges us by the condition of our heart. And God uses those who are humble before him, who recognize their need, and who walk in the grace and the mercy that God offers to each of us. So I want to take a moment to pray for us now, and then give you an opportunity to pray as well. And so God, we thank you of the story of David and the story of Mary, these unlikely people, Lord, that you chose to bring about your plan of salvation, that through David and through Mary came Jesus, the Messiah, who came to rescue us and to save us. And so Lord, when we're tempted to put our focus and our attention on the external, on outward appearances and performances, God, help us instead to be people of humble hearts, people who recognize our need for you and who walk in the grace and the mercy that are found in Jesus alone. And so, Father, we love you, we praise you, and we pray all of this in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.